This is Spoleto Today. I'm Jeanette Gwen. Upright Citizens Brigade performs a 90-minute unscripted and totally improvised show as part of Piccolo Fringe. Company member Brandon Scott Reeves is our guest this morning. Welcome, Brandon.
Hello. Hi.
Let's start by name dropping.
Okay.
Who are some of your UCB alumni?
Well, our theater was founded by four people, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, Ian Roberts, and Amy Poehler. So you might recognize some of those names. Matt Walsh is on Veep. Amy Poehler is everywhere. She's amazing. Matt Besser is a great stand-up. Ian Roberts is the showrunner for Key and Peele. So other alumni after that, oh gosh, so many. Most recently, we have Ellie Kemper, who was the star of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. We have Aubrey Plaza, who is on Parks and Rec with Amy Poehler as well. Like a lot of members of the Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon, Sasheer Zamata. So, I mean, tons of wonderful people have come out of this. Ben Schwartz, who was also on House of Lies. Yeah, like tons of great, amazing performers. Horatio Sanz, Aziz Ansari.
What should we expect from 90 Minutes with the Upright Citizens?
Oh, boy. Well, I think you'll expect people to take the stage and ask you to, we're going to ask for a volunteer to come up. Upright Citizens Brigade specializes in long-form improv, so it's a little bit different than like the improv you would have seen on like Whose Line Is It Anyway or Cruise Ships or something like that. Maybe some colleges still do it. And short-form improv is very fun, but what we do is we'll get a suggestion from the audience, or we'll be inspired by a story or a monologue or a line of poetry. It doesn't matter what it is. And we kind of perform fully improvised scenes, almost like what you might see in a play. We're making up on the spot and interacting, hopefully, with fun characters and situations that are recognizable. So it's less like what's funny about the scene has been determined. What we discover is, through this interaction, what's fun and funny and exciting. We're going to interview a member of the community down here, or maybe somebody who's going to the festival. And from that interview, that inspires a bunch of scenes that we'll create up on the spot. And the audience has been fantastic. They seem to be really loving it. The other thing to expect is we don't know what to expect because it's all happening in the moment. I think the one coolest thing about improv is that it's a show that's created just for the audience that evening. That show will never ever be done again.
How do you manage to keep it fresh? You said it's different every time.
Yeah.
I'd be repeating myself. How do you keep that from happening?
I don't know. I'm sure I repeat. I'm sure there was like a period of time when I'm performing in New York City where I was like, I've played like a teenage girl like six shows in a row and I don't mean to, but it just naturally happens. I think hopefully staying as present in the moment as you possibly can and really like connecting with somebody is a way to always keep it fresh because you never know where it's going to go. In terms of like repeating, there's natural themes that sort of come up, but it's never going to be the exact same thing because the variables, it's like string theory, you know what I mean? It's like if you could start the same two lines of a scene, you and I could do a scene right now, but then that third line could send it off in a completely different course. That is exactly how string theory works, I believe, too. That is the perfect use of that terminology.
Science lessons and comedy.
Science lessons and
all
comedy.
In one place. Where do your new characters come from?
Oh my gosh. Well, okay, so like characters is really fun. Like new characters come from people that I can only speak for myself, but people that I see on the street, especially in New York, people when I'm down here, like even in South Carolina, like you'll meet somebody, like you're just purchasing a coffee and they're very fun and you're like, oh, I love the way that person sounds. I did a character recently in New York who was a barista, and this is somebody that I met in Austin, and it was just the most fun thing to just see how this person who just sounds completely different from the people that I normally interact with. So that's one, and then two, sometimes it just comes from like this like weird facet of your own self that if you were to like ask me to play like a businessman, like I am the opposite of a businessman in real life, but I have an idea of what I think businessmen sound like and act like, and so it's usually pretty ridiculous, but whatever, I think that's where those new characters come from in the moment. You have to just sort of make some choices, especially when you're improvising.
How much is improv about trusting the people you're on stage with?
Oh, 100%. That is one thing that takes so much pressure off of you, but it also takes the longest to really kind of get used to and comfortable with, if that makes sense. When you're improvising, you have to have the complete trust that the other person is there to support you and make you look good. And that if you're trying to make the other person look good, that really it's a safety net between you and the rest of the cast. And it's a very scary thing. If you do, if you ask like 100 people on the street, hey, do you want to get on stage and make up a show out of nothing? You have, you're technically not prepared to do the show, other than like we've been training to like how to improvise. I think 99 times out of 100, you might have them be like, no, you know, maybe 90 times. I don't know. But one thing that you learn as you're studying improv is that trust and like building that trust with your cast, with people that you don't normally improvise with and so forth. Trying to make each other look like geniuses is the most important thing.
You can see our guest, Brandon Scott Jones, part of the Upright Citizens Brigade, appearing in Piccolo Fringe at Theater 99 through June 6th. For Spoleta Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.